It had been a fantastic tennis tournament. My team won the Girls Junior Cup. It has been a very special day for our school, students, and of course our parents. It was also a special day for other reasons. It was the day when the relationship between me and my daddy changed. You see, it all started when I was putting our kit bags into daddy's car. I was bent over the rear of the car, pushing and positioning the bags in order to fit them all in. Out of the corner of my eye, I spotted daddy's reflection in the interior mirror. He was standing a few feet behind me, and I saw him checking me out. I was still wearing my tennis skirt, and with me bent over, I must have been giving Daddy quite an eyeful. This just wasn't a quick little cheeky glance at a teen's very well-toned thighs with a short skirt on, barely covering her ass, but a more long, lingering stare. I don't know why, but I bent over even further to expose the bottom of my ass cheeks and white panties. I watched Daddy's expression in the mirror. He bit his bottom lip. But even more surprising, I saw him adjusting the front of his shorts. Did my daddy have a boner for his daughter? I know this is so wrong in so many ways, but after such a grueling training program for so many weeks leading up to the tournament, it was the first sexual thought I've had in weeks. I haven't even touched myself in ages because I was so focused on my tennis. I said my goodbyes to the team, and before I got into the car, I unzipped my fleece top slightly. Not because it was warm, but to give Daddy sexy glimpses of my little white lacy bra. It's all I had on underneath my top. My plan went like clockwork, because between sitting down and putting on my seatbelt, it had bunched up my top, providing Daddy with a nice side view of my perky tits, plus my smooth, well-toned thighs were on full view as well. Looking out the corner of my eye, I could see a huge bulge in Daddy's shorts. Just like me, he must be so turned on. I crossed my legs, causing my skirt to rise up my leg, giving Daddy a view of his young teen daughter's naked thigh. I could see him squeezing the steering wheel with his big, sexy daddy hands, and the bulge in his shorts was much bigger now. Later that night, I could barely sleep due to still coming down from the high of winning the tennis tournament. Plus, my mind was working overtime on the fact that my daddy was perving on me. So I dragged my body out of bed and headed to the kitchen for a cold drink. As I passed Daddy's bedroom, I saw his door was open. I had a quick glimpse inside and discovered his bed was empty. I thought it was a little strange considering it was 2:30 in the morning. But as I made my way to the kitchen, I noticed a strip of light coming from under the slightly open bathroom door. So I tippy-toed my way over to the door and lined myself up for the best possible view through a small gap. And what I saw blew me away. Daddy was standing there with just his boxers on, his right hand wrapped around his big, thick, fat daddy cock. It was huge. It had strings of sticky pre-cum dripping from the glistening cock head. His left hand was holding the crotch of my little white panties that I'd worn all day, holding it up to his mouth and nose. I could hear Daddy breathing heavily as he inhaled my scent from my little white panties that had been wrapped tightly around my moist teen pussy. I could also hear Daddy suck on the crotch of my panties. That must have really turned Daddy on because he was frantically stroking his huge, fat, juicy daddy cock. Every now and again, his hips would pulse forward. He must be imagining forcing his big dripping cock into his innocent sweet teen daughter's wet, creamy, tight cunt. I couldn't help it, but my hand made its way down underneath my pajamas to my incredibly wet, very sensitive pussy. I usually have to lick my fingers before I touch myself down there, but not this time. I circled my clit with my cunt juices as I watched Daddy stroke his big, fat, juicy cock as he sniffed and tasted my creamy, soiled panties. Daddy then wrapped his little panties around his thick, throbbing cock as he started to stroke his cock faster and faster, almost in a violent manner. My fingers were on autopilot, circling my throbbing clit as I watched Daddy wank his fat cock through my tiny white panties. He was breathing very deep and fast as he pulled out his thick cock. I could see his swollen pre-cum covered cock head poking out of my panties. Suddenly, he held his breath as he pulled hard on his throbbing cock. His legs were shaking, and with a buck of his hips, he squirted a huge, long string of cum. It hit the bathroom wall with such a force that I could actually hear it. Still pulling hard on his cock, he launched another huge load of white daddy juice. As he began breathing again, I could feel my inner thighs wet with my pussy juices. I was so turned on because I'd only ever seen a guy come on porn sites, not in person, and the fact that it was my daddy, plus the fact he was thinking of me whilst emptying himself, made this so fucking sexy. I made my way back to my room, and I took off my pajamas and set my favorite teddy bear in the middle of the bed so I could straddle him and rub my very sensitive pussy on his hard nose. As I was grinding my tight teenage cunt on Teddy's nose, I was replaying the image of Daddy squirting his cock like a water pistol and my little white panties soaked with his warm, creamy cum. It didn't take long before my hips were bucking and coming on Teddy's nose. Teddy's face was a wet, sticky mess. I fell asleep with Teddy tucked between my legs. Next morning, when I entered the kitchen to prepare some breakfast, I discovered a note on the table addressed to me. It was from Daddy. He left me a sweet message about our team winning the tennis tournament, and as a reward, kind of a congratulations gift, he was transferring some money into my account. I couldn't wait to go shopping. Some of the items I wanted were available at my local mall, but there were a few other things which I had to order online, and thankfully, with express delivery, I received them on the same day. So I had a nice relaxing bath with some nice therapeutic scented candles and bath salts. And as I lay in that warm, heavenly, luxurious environment, I thought about later in the evening and what I was going to do. Part of me was extremely excited, and equally, a part of me was very nervous. Daddy has been so good to me, even through the traumatic experience he suffered during the messy split up from Mommy. I was always his number one priority. So, it was around 9 o'clock Saturday night, and Daddy was sitting up in bed doing some paperwork. I knocked at his bedroom door, and then I entered. "Hi, Daddy," I said. I was wearing my new pink fluffy dressing gown. Usually I have my hair tied up in a ponytail, but not tonight. Tonight I had my hair down. The only makeup I had on was some natural color lipstick. It enhanced my lips and made them look fuller. "Do you like my new dressing gown, Daddy?" It was full length and wrapped tightly around my curvy toned body. I gave Daddy a twirl. Suddenly, I could see all the paperwork he was working on had dropped to the side. "Do you like it, Daddy?" I don't think he knew what to say. I walked closer to Daddy's bed and reached for my dressing gown belt and slowly untied the knot. Once the belt had unraveled, while staring right into Daddy's eyes, I slowly opened my gown to reveal my pink nightie. I wriggled my shoulders as my gown fell off my body like a sheet of water. I placed my hands on my hips and stared at Daddy with my pouting lips and asked him if he liked my new nightie. Again, it clung snugly to my body. Daddy was speechless, and I think I know why. Because on the front of my pink nightie, right at booby level, it said the words, "Daddy's girl." I gave Daddy a twirl to show off my new nightie. It was slightly higher up on the thigh than my tennis skirt. It showed off my freshly shaved, toned legs. The nightie just about covered my ass cheeks. While keeping eye contact, I moved towards Daddy and positioned myself at his bedside, and I whispered, "Daddy, that's not all what I got." As I slowly pulled my nightie up my thighs, I whispered, "Daddy, please don't be angry." His eyes were locked onto my thighs as more and more skin was being revealed. Then slowly, my little pair of bikini-style panties came into view. I watched Daddy's reaction very closely because this would be key in how the rest of the night would turn out. My nightie was now clear of my pink panties, and I could see Daddy licking his lips as he read the writing on the front of my panties. It said, "For Daddy's eyes only." There was a powerful, sexually charged silence between us as I watched his reaction. He had one arm underneath the covers and was obviously rubbing his cock as his brain processed the opportunity before him. I put my right knee on Daddy's bed and swung my left leg up and over and sat on Daddy's chest. Daddy was constantly staring at the message on my little pink panties. I could feel Daddy's heart thumping like a hammer, probably in the same rhythm as with his pulsating rock-hard cock. He was standing on the ledge and ready to jump into the invitation that his horny, slutty, fucking, teasing, sweet little princess was presenting to him on a silver platter. In order to give Daddy that final step, I got up on my knees and moved up on his chest and positioned myself so that I was hovering above his face. I could hear him breathing in through his nose as he took in my pussy scent. I looked down into Daddy's eyes and I said, "Daddy, I know you want to. You must be incredibly sexually frustrated now that Mommy is gone. You see, Daddy, I don't have a boyfriend, nor do I want a boyfriend, because all my focus goes into my education and tennis. But there are times when I get so unbelievably horny. And it's times like those when I need someone to service my fucking filthy, dirty needs. And I want that someone to be you, Daddy." Suddenly, I felt Daddy's tongue on my inner thigh, licking, sucking, and tasting my soft, smooth skin. I looked down, and the hunger and need on Daddy's face was indescribable. He pulled my pink little panties to one side, and feeling of his warm, wet, slippery tongue and my pussy lips was heaven. Daddy looked up and down my slit, tasting my sweet juices. The feeling was electric, as he did what my finger could never do and set my pussy on fire. Daddy grabbed my hips with his big, strong hands and forced me down onto his face. His licks became stronger. I could feel his tongue penetrate my cunt as he licked my wet, creamy, dripping slit. I started to grind my cunt onto Daddy's greasy fucking mouth, trying to get Daddy to focus his sneaking tongue on my throbbing clit. My thighs had Daddy's head locked in place as I coated his fucking face with my fucking pussy juices as he licked his teen daughter's teasing cunt. Suddenly, I felt Daddy's darting tongue flick over my clit. My eyes rolled back on my head as I gripped the fucking headboard of the fucking bed as I ground my clit under Daddy's gorgeous fucking tongue. My clit was exploding, tingles through my body with added pleasure from Daddy's slurping noises as he sucked my magic fucking button. Daddy used his legs to kick off the covers, which revealed his big, thick cock. He put his hand on his thick, throbbing rod and stroked himself. Then he smeared his middle finger with my dripping, sticky pre-cum, and he brought it to my ass, where he started to rear my rear passage. I could feel him humming on my clit as he massaged my anal passage. I got up on my knees and moved up a little so my ass was hovering over his face. Daddy then darted his tongue into my ass. I eased myself down as if I was fucking Daddy's greedy tongue as he fingered my clit. The feeling was absolutely fucking incredible. I pulled away from him because I wanted to taste Daddy's big, thick cock. Daddy said, "Grip my cock hard and stroke it. Grip it hard like you grip your tennis racket." I did as Daddy ordered and stroked his thick cock up and down, causing his foreskin to stretch down over his swollen pre-cum covered shiny cock head. "Pull down harder, princess," Daddy said. I squeezed his thick throbbing cock hard and pulled down really hard, causing Daddy's foreskin to be pulled back even further. Daddy was grabbing and pulling handfuls of bed sheets up as he started to buck his hips up to meet my fucking hard downstrokes. And each downstroke, I darted my tongue onto his cock slit, tasting his warm, fresh pre-cum. "Do you like that, Daddy? Do you like your little teen princess teasing the pre-cum out of your thick daddy cock?" All Daddy could do was moan and buck his hips and fuck his little girl's hand. Suddenly, Daddy got up and called me a fucking little teasing bitch. He turned me around and put me on all fours, and with one pull, Daddy ripped my pink panties off. He pushed my head down into the pillow, and he got in his cock to my soaking wet cunt and painted my slit and clit with his sticky pre-cum. I savored every moment, because this is exactly what I've been craving for. I needed a good fucking, a good scene to, and my daddy is the fucking man to do it. He pushed the head of a thick cock into my tight teen cunt. I've never experienced anything as thick as this before. All I could mutter out was, "Oh, Daddy, oh, Daddy, oh, fuck, Daddy," as he eased more of his thick, meaty cock into my dripping, wet cunt, stretching me around his throbbing cock. "Oh, Daddy, that is so fucking tight." Daddy then started a very gentle rhythm of fucking my tight teen pussy with half the length of his rock-hard cock, his big hands holding my hips as he pushed his big daddy cock into his teen daughter's tight cunt. To me, this was a new wave of pleasure, a pleasure that I've been looking for to calm my sexual urges. I shouted, "Yes, Daddy! Yes, Daddy! Fuck me hard! I can take it!" And with that, Daddy started forcing his cock deeper into his daughter's sweet, tight cunt. I had to grab on and basically hold onto the headboard as Daddy pounded my cunt. Each deep, hard thrust sending waves of pleasure through my body. I looked over my shoulder at Daddy as he fucked me, and I said, "Daddy, maybe next time, if you want, I'll wear my school uniform, and while you have your dirty way with me, maybe you would like me to wear a strap-on and fuck you in the ass and reach around and wank your hard cock, Daddy." Well, that drove him over the edge as he fucking pounded my tight cunt. I could feel his balls slapping hard against me. I screamed as I came so hard around his cock. In fact, for the first time ever, I squirted and drowned his cock in my cunt juices. "Oh, my legs are like jelly," as Daddy pulled out, turned me around, and forced his cock into my mouth. He grabbed a handful of hair in each hand and held my head as he fucked my mouth. I could taste the cocktail of our juices. I was choking. I'm coughing as he thrust in and out of my mouth, causing strings of saliva and pre-cum to run down my chin. He started to thrust faster and deeper, and I was struggling for fucking breath. He pushed his cock to the back of my throat and held it there as he jetted squirt after fucking squirt of hot, creamy, thick cum. Each time I fucking swallowed, there was another load ready. Daddy emptied himself down my fucking throat. Once he finished, I licked his cock clean and finished with a long, lingering, passionate, wet kiss. I love my daddy so much, but I love his fucking big daddy cock even more.